Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I could last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, I'm sorry. However, I am glad to be here today. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio. Yes, my mind get distracted. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio show, and the Cosmic Philosopher. I am Tim Aldred, and I am glad to be here today. I am a little shaky, I still have my focus, though. I still have my focus. A little vibration in my thinking. It's because I have been delving into some Mesopotamian civilization, and I'm writing and posting some shows and posting on other venues. What strikes me right now is, you know, usually I want to, like, keep good focus to what I'm saying. The title of the show today is Elohim Kingship Orders Europe Primates Hominid Evacuate All of Hybrid Earth Land. And I want to mention, I think that the people who listen, people who listen to me, are of a certain character, civilized character, and listening to other type of things, entertainment, they'll rather forbear with me and, you know, perhaps find something in what I'm saying that will be helpful to them. Because life is beyond the regular interest and things that we dedicate to. And let's make it clear that civilization must be understood, and it is not, we have to be careful that we are not robbed of our good sense to focus on in the beginning. We are accustomed to in the beginning of Genesis of the Christian Bible. And listen, my friend, civilization is not a joke. Civilization is not what we see around us. Civilization is actually people. People are civilization. And the commodities that we have, the tangible things that we use, is for the physical side of us. But the commodities that we have, it is a supply, a physical supply to our biological part of us. You know, to be fed, to keep ourselves healthy, and stuff like that. But it's really the intellect that we have that is civilized. When I say that, look, concern about what I'm saying, because guess what? Especially that I'm saying critical things that, let's say, earlier in my life, I wasn't taught it, and I never could think of it either. So, the things that we hear and take notice of, because it's the word dynamics is the intangible communication is intangible. The words is intangible.
And that's why we go to school and learn to read and write, because it's a word thing, right? When I tell you that things that we are using and stuff like that, they're not civilized. They're inanimate stuff. They're not civilized. It's commodity that comes along with, you know, you born naked, but in a civilized world, you wear clothes. By the way, I'm going to give you a contrast between when I tell you it's people that makes civilization. Something else come into my mind too, I need to like tell you, and is all right, good. I'm just making a notation because I might forget what I am thinking. All right. It is very important that when I tell you anything that you probably hear I say for the first time, that I give you, let's say, a background, or give you a contrast to prove to you that what I'm saying is true. And that is, you read in the World History textbook, this is authority now I'm speaking from, historic, National Geographic World History, that tells you about the first human. Look at, when you Google at the first humans, and even when you read the World History textbook, it tells you of the first human, and it comment on it and tell you that the first human is a hip human. It tells you that. You look at the world right now around you, and you will have a hard time with yourself and the surrounding society around you. Because what? The homosexual gays, they come in to the life situation, and they call themselves today modern man, modern people. And if you're not careful, you bind to it and transform yourself long time by it, by thinking that you, as an African blood, hybrid blood, the Elohim blood, you think that you are a modern man. And chances are you forget and probably don't even know. 200,000 years ago is what officially in the world is same history textbook that I'm telling about. 200,000 years ago, the anatomic hybrid human. But them not tell you a hybrid though. White people. And all of their literature. Oh, no, because they don't want us to know. Why you think we are slaves? Why we are turned into slaves? Why the white people chase us out of every settlement that we come and settled in since 100,000 years ago? Why? Why do you think after all those many hundreds of thousands of years, here we are with them? Everywhere we are. And they fashion the world now with a Bible and even make a law, 1220 AD, with penalty of death if you don't believe in Jesus. Now, and you want to tell me no nobody has not come forward and said, look, actual, what's it not, and get out of here and use civilized law and box them into the ocean's bottom, man. Because, you know, the word has the authority to do it, if you represent it. Anytime you slack up on proper representation, why do you think lawyers study the law and go in court and challenge another lawyer? And they are under the same kind of law, right? But lawyers are not all of the same proficiency. Some of them are more expertish than the other. You see, because lawyers use many laws in a biased kind of way. Even though he is going to have he's going to have struggle to win the case, but he's using some law to try to win it. He had a lawyer realize that, oh, okay, he's struggling. He's, you know, trying to bend the law. He's trying to give it a different, you know, a different twist, the meaning of it or something like that. That lawyer have to be sharper to articulate the proper law that represents the case. And sometimes even the judge may be baffled too, you know. And it's the lawyer that has to say, judge, look at the case law that speaks to this case. Look at the words, look at the vocabulary, look at what how it is written, right? And must be articulated. What my fellow, you know, counsel is saying there, that's not what the law is about. You know? So what we're talking about civilization. What is civilization? And when we have these hominid come in and take control, you know what it took for us to be in the situation we are in is what these first human did. It is the first humans that did destroy. If you don't understand what I'm saying, why the Bible talk about, you follow what I'm trying to say? Because I am unraveling the nonsense that is bothering us until this day, where nobody come forward and able to articulate from the abundance of nonsense that white people write in a Bible. They're lies. Why do you think we believe it? Were we idiots all along? No. And how long were the first man on earth before civilization? You may say, well, oh, never think about that. Ratted. No, we're living into this darkness, though we have high external eyes to see, read, and communicate with our real high pineal eye behind our high socket there. That's where we reason and understand things, you know, whether or not you're going to make it or not make it. It is coming from right behind our high socket. Why are we struggling like this with homosexuals that, you know, they're so diverse that now we're confused. We don't know whether, you know, we don't know how what is civilization from what is not civilization. So we call today the modern world, and that modern civilization and modern civilization. Is there such thing as a modern civilization? No! There's no modern civilization. Look at these first primate men walking upright. How long they were on Earth and there was no civilization. When I tell you that civilization is about people, civilized people, and according to what history says, you read in the World History Textbook and it tells you about the Neolithic Age, when Neolithic towns begin to be affected by the Bronze Age coming in between 4000 BC, 4000 to 3000 BC. That's what it tells you. Read it good and see if it tells you anything. I think you read that in the first chapter of the National Geographic textbook. You know, talk about the early human. Right? And it is showing you that it is not the early humans that brought on civilization, where metal begin to be used in the Bronze Age. White people don't have anything to do with the Bronze Age. Okay? And you got to understand why African people think so. It's a mental illness, and I can prove it to you. Okay? Things wrong with us, and it is unfortunate that we, our brain, is destroyed, that our cognitive power, that our ancestors, 100,000 years ago, they never lose nothing. When they are leaving Africa, because they're leaving Africa started 100,000 years ago. You know, from I sit here and talking to a lot of people, and a lot of people are listening to me. But you know what? They're listening. They keep on listening. And they're doing the right thing. Because I tell you what, it took a long time to nurture myself, to understand words well, to take seriously what I read, and to address things that I must take seriously, because I couldn't come and talk foolishness. And I'm telling you right now, there is no part of federal government with all the institutions that it has there is a government for civilization. The federal government is never a civilization. Primate sodomites cannot be civilized people. How they are running the world. How did it happen? It happened through mental sickness, through sexual intercourse that they did to our ancestors. So I am, when I tell you, here is a proof for you to see with your own eye, if you care to. How long? Primate, first man in the World History Textbook. How long ago is there in the beginning of life? 3.5 to 4 million years ago. And we have, clearly, 4 million years they develop in South Africa. And 1.5 million years ago, they go up into Europe and Asia and back there. They were who walk upright. Look at the picture, about five or six of them in a picture. Okay? You think any civilized people were called the first man? No. It's the apes. Ape human. Hominid. That's their species. Okay? And we know today that their blood is not civilized blood. You kidding? The reason why I am reading and understand things differently after a half a century. Something happened to me. Because I grew up with my parents are solid Christians. They died on the deceased and passed away. I mean, when I turn adult, I know them well. They're nice parents to me. My mother, lover. They love my mother. It's not that I don't love my father. I love my father, but he had some blemish that caused problems to a lot of us. Okay? He had a lot of slavery blood, I mean, in, you know, slavery blood experience inside of him. He was, you know, a hard-working father and stuff like that. I don't take that away from him, because that he was. If he were all the way rounded like that, I would tell you, I'd be jumping all over the place. But, you know, he had too much faults and undisciplined. You see what I mean? Yeah, true slavery. My mother was just not enlightened. Because when you're a Christian, you're not enlightened in any kind of way. You cannot be enlightened, because the Bible is arranged, once you believe it, psychologically, you are you're retarded, really. Retardation. The Bible makes your mind retarded. Why? I can show you all these things that you can't refute. So I'm showing you now in the World History textbook. Now listen to me. I couldn't do this when I didn't know. And since I begin to know, I tell you what, I have to develop to handle this type of a stuff here. Because this don't make me friendly with certain kind of people. And I don't refuse them, but people refuse me. Because what I'm saying, they can't see it easily like the way I now read and see it, and is irrefutable. When I tell you anything, because I read it. I always read it before too. But I didn't see the difference. You see, I wasn't cross-referencing and contrasting anything. So I wasn't controversial. You know what I mean? I was like everybody else. But what I'm trying to tell you now, I'm giving you legal reason why we are psychologically damaged, and it's the reason why we are Christians. If you read anything about Africa, ancestors, there was no church at all in our indigenous knowledge. We are a people who have hybrid way of life, because we are created hybrid. It's a different being from other type of human that we come and see. We different from them. So today I was looking at the first civilization that human civilization. Civilization started with the gods. They are the intellect that is civilized. And it is when they came here, civilization came on earth with beings that are civilized. Scientists, the greatest scientists. Because there were no kind of a knowledge of scientists. With these apes. These apes walking upright, no language at all. So where do they get civilization knowledge from? Who brought science? It's not these white people that calling themselves modern scholars. Where scholarship came from? Oh, white people get to read. You don't know that? When me tell you that and tell you, look, don't go back to church. You think it's a sport. Look, it's a big, big divide mentally that we have to cross in order to be talking the way I do. And if you don't, look, we don't value nothing, you know, because everybody's going to just dead and go back to the ground. And if you have the spirit inside of you as a hybrid person, I only know about hybrid people resurrect, you know, after them dead and become a ghost. You know, I mean, that is moving around. We have evidence of that. I don't know about the white people. Them. And if them have any kind of spirit, them are demonic spirit. They're not good spirit. Because they mix in with our blood because of a sexual encounter that they did to our people. And it is that RHESUS, rhesus blood. That's what began to erode our brain since 100,000 years ago. Why do you think Europe no longer associates with our government? Our government is alive and well here on earth. And these faggots come, okay, over all these years and come and say they make their own law. They are the gods. That's what they think they are. And we are reading the stuff that say, no, that's not true. And we still follow them. We believe them. Why our brain allow us to believe white fucking asshole people? And we can see that when you fucking asshole, it's not any civilized hormone that do that. It doesn't. And I'm showing you, I look at the picture of the first civilization in the human level. On the human level. When we begin to go walk around the world, scatter around the world. Because remember, we were not spreading civilization when we were in Africa, except just in Africa. But after 100,000 years, some of us begin to leave. And here, I'm going to read to you and try to keep what I'm saying relevant in line. Okay? This is the exact fact that we're not paying any attention. But if you follow what I'm saying, follow the bulk of the evidence I am bringing out to you from the history that we have. It's not hearsay. Here is a book that tells clearly, in line, relevantly, authentically, exactly with what I am saying. Nothing vary from what I'm saying. I'm going to read it to you. This book is entitled, When Time Began. When you read in the Bible about in the beginning, right? When time began. That is almost sexual nonsense. But You believe that. And once you believe something where you don't know, if somebody bring the fact of what you're believing to you until you say, no, go so, you going to have a problem because you can't see what the person is saying. To like say, well, oh, we got to put that away. When somebody tell you, say, well, you mean you are going in to this place, well, you got to make a right turn right here to get there. And somebody tell you someplace else, and that means you have to go to the left because you don't know. Somebody tell you that. But here you're talking to somebody even right at the spot where you have to make the right turn, and they tell you, no, if you're going to such and such a place, you have to make a right turn. And you say, no, somebody told me I got to go this way on the left turn. And look, you believe the person who tell you to turn left. And you're not going to turn right. You prefer go down left and, you know, go 5 miles and until you find out, you don't see the place. So you got to turn back and say, well, you know, this person, they tell me I'm to go right, so I have to go back. Graphic fact, okay? If you don't know when you're wrong, why do you want to, you know, this person who's telling you to turn right could be wrong too because you don't know, right? At that point, you really don't know who is right from who is wrong. But listen to me now. Just factor in the realism that the person who was telling you to turn right was correct. So I can't really blame someone who would go down left where trusted direction told them to go left. I can't blame you if you do that. You know, because you really don't know, right? So the sense of distinction, hold this thing firmly in place, coherently. So you could have, six or one half dozen of the other, if you went right or left, right there, because you do not know. And when you don't know, you're blind in that context. You are blind to it. To the direction, you don't know you are blind. So if you have two different persons telling you you're right in the place now where you are to make the turn, and someone is saying, hey, if you're going to such and such a place, you have to, it's down right down here, you know, about a half a mile ahead of it. You're going to go like 5 miles down there and, you know, you're not going to find it. All right. So you're going to have to turn back. Well, that's excusable because you know, you want to please your mind. Okay. So that's cool. But the point is, though, when it happened, there's the reality in there for you to understand when you are wrong from when you are right. And at the moment of fact, you must realize what it means when you are wrong and you are corrected. And you don't have two choices to make right now. You have to make the right choice. What are you going to do? Do something, maybe make a call or something and find out, you know, if you're right or wrong. All right. So what I'm trying to say to you, if we have, not Bible, because no, the reason why we are having a problem to know when we are wrong, especially when we have history to tell us, you are between the Bible and history. The thing is, the Bible don't have no academic consultant in history to tell you that Adam and Eve's story is true. And where the Bible was when and where the Bible was written and published, where? Do you know? No, you do not. Hardly anybody in a church can tell you that Iznik, Turkey is where the Bible was produced. And my preacher in church told me when I was about 11 years of age about that Constantine First is the one in the Nicene Council. I cannot forget that when I go to church at that time. I was taught that and I never forget it. Right? It's when I grow up now and reading and the light has come to me, I realize that Constantine was not no prophet or nothing like that. he's a faggot. He's a faggot. And when I tell you white people are faggots, homosexual, you might think that, oh my God, no. He's gone too far. That's what you think. You must understand they are not different blood. They are the same blood. Okay? And the reason why you don't see everybody at die out, but you see signs. You know, if you read, when they come and begin to invade and occupy where we are and take away what we have, you think about how they kill us off. What they used to kill us, though. Now, they began to modify themselves. Remember, 100,000 years ago, white people were not wearing cloth because cloth come from civilization, the gods, the Elohim. Now, I'm serious about these white people leaving our territory, if you don't understand that. And look, it doesn't matter to me if they cut my mic off and you don't hear what I'm saying, because you know what? It's still going to hit them. Okay? The problem is going to destroy them. Because they are the one who write Bible and talk about the talking serpent. I didn't know that until I'm reading and find out. These suckers, nasty bastards, they never was civilized any time. And the whole history and the Bible itself revealed that. No part in the Bible has a certification that Adam and Eve was a real story. Nothing to tell you that. It is up to you believing what you will never be able to discover. I began to read, and I begin to see things that I did not see before. Although I was reading them, I didn't see. Three wise men. Well, maybe not three wise men. It's not in, I don't know which of the gospel it's written three men. I think one of the books, one of the four books probably say three. But now, the one that I found the problem with is St. Matthew 2. St. Matthew, second chapter. I am reading it now because I read the Bible for a certain reason right now. Not that I believe it, but it's relevant because almost everybody in the world believe it. You know what I mean? How do I find out that there is no wise men at all? It's from what it says. I have legal sense of words and context and distinction. You don't fool me with that. Anything you tell me, and a word is there, a key word or two key words or so, words in what you're going to say to me will make me know what you're talking about, whether you're right or wrong. You know, if I am right or wrong, or if I didn't know, I am going to know now when I read what you're talking about. And I'm going to know whether or not you know what you're talking about, because the word is going to tell me what it is. And when I read the context of it, you know, a good comprehension of exactly what the subject is about, you're telling me? I mean, look, your goose is going to be crispy cook, because if you didn't see exactly what it says, and you are convinced that you know, I'm going to take that word and dismantle you. And what are you going to do? Become depressed. you're going to become depressed because that's why people don't bother with me. People don't bother with me because they don't expect that I prove what I'm saying. And I become a word scientist in the right of understanding how to handle a word and the context of something. Right? That look, I'm going to move the mountain because the word and the fact is what going to do it. You know, see what I mean? That's where power is. When you say something is yours and you prove that it is yours and it is examined, it is yours. I mean, who's going to take it from you? Nobody at all. Right? And when I tell you that the Bible is not a good book, I mean it. 66 book in the Bible. And I'm very sure you can find, I'm sure now, you can find portion in the Bible that they are portions not contributing to the full purpose of the Bible, what we take the Bible for. There are portions in the Bible. Why? It's because these white people will put the Bible together. They're not smart like you think. And you've got to be somebody who's reading and actually know what you're reading, not believing, because belief is not knowledge. Belief will never make you see what something is. It's knowledge that makes you see it. So you think about anything that you have in your mind that somebody tell you and you believe it. How do you know it's right? You cannot know by just believing. Okay? How are you going to know what I'm saying is right? Look up the definition of belief. Okay? And that's the only way you're going to know. And you can compare the definition of knowledge and believe and see the difference, that you're really not mentally seeing anything when you just believe and you don't see the fact of it. You don't see the fact. All right. So I'm telling you, when you look at the people that represent civilization in the world history textbook and diagrams all over historic writing about the first civilization. Civilization came about by the rivers that run in Africa, in the Mesopotamia, and the river valley. You know about the river valley, where the civilization of Mesopotamia began to be built. When you Google first civilization of mankind, and it show you Mesopotamia, you have image, you know, image at the you know, at the top of the page there. You know, there are different tabs that you can click on, word that you can click on to like get pictures of human, the first human being, and, you know, a lot of information, right? Go from all, you know, general information where you can read, just read excerpt on the front. But if you go to image, I think that's what it says. Let's see. What is it? Yeah. I want to make sure that I have the right thing. All right. Just a second. I want to tell you exactly what I'm talking about, so I don't mislead you. Now, I pull up a picture here about Hernamu, Mesopotamia. All right. Underneath this little box, the Google box that you type in, right, to your left of the page of your computer, the first thing you see underneath that little long box that you type in, to the left of it, where Google is written, right, under that box that you're writing, you go and see something like you look into a magnifying looking glass, and a blue line under it, and it says all, capital A-L-L, okay. It's set on that for general search, where it give you, you know, a multiple of links, right? Down here, you have many, many, many links on that subject that you're on. Wikipedia and other encyclopedic links, okay? What I'm trying to tell you is go on images. You have one name, news, videos, shopping, and more. But I want you to come to images where you can see a lot of images about civilization, buildings, and picture of people. All right. The reason why I'm telling you this is about one specific thing that I want you to see. Is the picture of the first humans. About three pictures there. And they are people who look like you and I. They're not walking over with their head, you know, with a certain tilt forward, like about four or five pictures, right? When you click on the image and you go to that page that have this vast page of these, you know, different features of buildings, you know, and different places where those civilizations are established. And you can get reading, you know, I mean, full reading about certain places that you want to read about. Whether if the Inca or Peru or whatever it is, you can do that too. All right. I happen to see, and like it's the first time I noticed this today. Three of the earliest civilized humans, none of them don't look like apes. Now, when I do say the first human, to show you how specific you have to be about this. See, right now it begins to show me some skull with eye socket and stuff like that showing. All right, it's about like 1, 2, 5, 6. Six of these monkey men, chimp, you know, and different species of them too. You see, I don't think they're subgroups. I don't think they are different species, but they are subgroups. You see, and if you have any subspecies in the primates, you have orangutan and you have different type of apes, right? All right. Well, the one now that, you know, among their groups, where that they have as the first human is the hominid, right? Hominid. That's who is in the World History textbook. They don't give you no other monkey, but the hominid species. Okay? So that's where the white people ancestry come from. And they are represented in the world history as primates. And when they go through the whatever they went through with the Neanderthals, our species, sapien, that's when they look like us. They lost their monkey face, begin to look like us. And more so, I don't know how how far, how perfect they had looked like man back then, but clearly you can see, they show you a certain picture of, you know, of their evolution when they, after they crossbreed with the Neanderthals for about 18,000 years. They report that they've been doing that, having, you know, this type of a fear with our species. And even comment that, oh, it's like it went so well, you know, it went so well that something like whose DNA like overpower the other one, something like that, they say, right? But when they further take on our people after we were coming out from Africa 100,000 years ago, is on or about that time, they finish off the Neanderthals in that period, you know, and I think may go on for quite maybe 100 years or something like that, that they totally destroy the Neanderthals. That's our group, subgroup, to our species. Our species, the sapien, and sapien, we, anatomic sapien, we are the only human, civilized human being ever to be created on planet Earth. We are the ones that spread the Elohim creation on Earth. So when they do the back crossing introgression that take out part of our system and put it into their blood, those children that the babies that they have began to talk. And that's how their culture is full of talking people that look like us. So the fact that they are able to read and do skills, oh, come on. You know, I mean, when it comes to academic understanding, they get a whole bunch of that. But guess what? You see how they fuck Matty? And fuck animals? You see how they do that? Well, just understand that they have the mixed blood in them. They're still apes. White people are still apes. But look at the way they have established themselves and put us aside. Come on. Listen. The reason why they get to put us down is this sexual attack. With their, you know, with their bent over selves, yes. You see, if you look at them, you could see that they have ability to do to attack you and do something to you because they're big and strapped in. You see what I mean? This time they were pure primates, man walking upright. You see, and you can see the hip fierce in them, but you can see nature was making something there, like human. But no, that never was before. So what I'm trying to tell you, the difference between us 200,000 years ago to them who exist 3.5 million years ago is like night from day. Now, the situation that we are in, we're not going to stay this way. I'm telling you that. We're not going to stay this way. Why should we? And because the reason why we are staying this way is because we are blind, mentally blind. So when you look at this contrast, you cannot appreciate that you're looking at a different world from who we were the first 100,000 years. A total different world. And listen, I come to find out more things, whether or not you want to, you know, get into it for real, and before you're dead, get your mind straightened out. Because you need to read and understand what you're reading. You know, you read Bible and all the foolishness in there, and you believe the whole thing. Because, look, it's a whole, a big drum of mental disorder that is in our brain. That this religious thing that we are, not religious, but the church thing. We have religion and religious ways. They don't have none. They have church and Christianity that they make up, right? So when they put us into it, psychological blindness is what happened to us. That's why, look at them, and we cannot unravel it. You look unto them, but where are they today? Where are these apes today? If you think that, oh, they look like us and you don't see anybody else look like apes, because the history tell you that they were flat-faced men of Kenya in Africa where they developed. Where are they today? What I'm trying to tell you, if you don't serious and read and get power in your brain, you're not going to make it out at all. You won't get out of that. All right. What I want to tell you, it's yesterday. I did a show, and before I did the show, I did some research on our brain, you know, the pineal gland behind the two eyes that we have, behind their socket. If you take a look at the brain, you will see where they point to the pineal eye that is behind our two eye sockets in your brain. And they will explain and tell you what it does. All right. And I get scientific explanation of the difference. I query it to get specific difference between primates' brain and the sapien brain, A and B. And let me tell you, I get it out. You can't get it any more. The distinction between the white people brain and our brain is like not exactly as night and day, right? I'm not exaggerating this, but the difference is understood, the fact that we are an hybrid with mixed blood, okay? The God's blood and our sapien species blood. You can understand why, you know, the variation is there, because we are not 100% one blood. We are of two blood. But they are not of two blood. As primates in the beginning, when they, their beginning as ape man is of the same species. We are not of the same species. It's two species we have. One human species that put blood with the God species. Two species. Okay? So our brain is different from theirs. Not talking about the size, but is the makeup, the content of our brain. All right? Our brain has two hemispheres. One is cerebrum, right? Number one, cerebrum. The second hemisphere is cerebellum. And they do two different type of work when we are thinking and functioning, okay? They don't have that type of a brain. And if you doing it, you will have a hard time. Maybe you may have a hard time finding it, because you know what? I've been searching a long time, and of course, since I was not in the educational field to like begin to get the information easily, I had to search a lot. You see? And they are talking about all kind of foolishness written here in on the internet and stuff like that, that if you don't really come to your senses and you keep on reading on your own and certain things you're not understanding, you'll always be ambiguous. But I'm telling you that these folks, look, in our creation, there is nothing at all in history that says we lust after honors for sex. None whatsoever. Because the hormones in our system is different from theirs. So long before I come to this certification of knowledge on our brain, I suspected long time ago, because I found out one thing that let me know that something is wrong with these white people. Before I even actually come to the scientific explanation and tell me point blank of the difference, I already assume, just to have, you know, a reading fact of the evidence of what I perceive to be the problem. So I perceive that just as though my body work by hormone, their body work by hormone too. So what kind of brain is triggering, you know, the way my manhood work from theirs? Psychologically, why they lost? I mean, you hear that you have homosexual that are, they are not just, they don't just mate man to man or woman to woman. They call them the dual. They both screw women and screw men. So they like the asshole and they like the pom-pom too. A lot of them are like that. Okay? Now, why do you think they are like that? I mean, the asshole is not anything similar, because the vagina, I mean, you look at the entrance of the vagina, it don't look like an asshole. You don't look like an asshole at all. You see what I mean? And the vagina is an exit for, you know, for a few things, because I think in medically, you know, certain things may have to insert in their vagina to like, you know, for health reasons. Nothing to do with sex. Right? And female urinate through their vagina too. Right? And they have baby. They have sex and they have babies, you know, at the vagina. It don't have nothing to do. You know, its function definitely for reproduction. These white people know that they interbreed with us and they are not altogether the primates that they were, that were just dealing with each other. But no sooner than they see different creatures that look almost like them, they attack our people, okay? And go breed them and get babies, start talking, because they mix with our blood. But since 100,000 years ago, a line was drawn between we and those left behind in Africa. Later on, this sexual thing spread, because they take it, or when they turn into modern man, they go into Africa and go spread themselves over there and contaminate Africans that left back there. Because now Africa turned a Christian country. You see what I mean? And look, You don't see civilized people behave like African people today. They turn fool. They want Christianity. They don't know nothing else about their history or nothing like that. Talk to Africans. They don't know nothing. We turn fool. But we don't have no history, no report that tells us that we were wacky and believe foolishness. I mean, when the God created us and things like that, and there is nothing that says that show that we were off or you know, and people could, anybody could do anything to us. No. Okay. So what I'm trying to tell you now is, at the rate where we are, understand what civilization is. Because these folks now make us to be like them. They write the Bible and tell us that our mind must be unnatural. And you know, listen to what I'm trying to tell you. It just dawned on me right now. The reason why they say your mind must be unnatural for you to understand the things in the Bible. Can anybody call me and tell me why? I'd like somebody to call me and tell me, why do you think they said your mind must be unnatural? Look, I'm going to just tell you, because it just come up to me. I had some ideas, but it is not as bold, heavy, making complete sense like what just occurred to me now. Talking about the brain and the difference of their brain between ours. That's what strikes me now, that, oh, I get a flash. Why they say we cannot understand the Bible? It is because they are writing it to fit themselves. When they talk about talking serpents and all that, that's what they turn us into. Because we never know, say, them are the talking serpent. I am realizing it now. White people are the talking serpents you're reading about in the Bible. That's why when they write the Bible, they don't say that we are the civilized people. They try to make them and us like we were created by God from heaven and that the God in the Bible. No, we need to totally curse these folks, these white folks. Yes, let fire and brimstone come down on white people. Drive them out away from us. Because they don't belong among us. Whether or not you are people who are married to them or not, look, they need to go where they come from. These white people must go back where they come from. Because they are causing the trouble in the world. When our people are working under them, Colin Powell helped them to kill Saddam Hussein. And a lot of us did believe that Saddam Hussein was a bad man because we don't know that he belonged to our blood. We don't know that. He belonged to our species. We belong to the same sapient species. You know, see? We never know. I did not know. I know now. But they further go into Africa and kill Gaddafi in Libya. Obama and Hillary Clinton did it when Obama was president. Kill Gaddafi. And why? Because they have lice now, because Africa give them the right to overthrow our king in Rome, Italy, and take charge of Rome, Italy. Rome, Italy was ours. They come and take it all over now because what? They get our military. They get every place that we own, just about. Africa is partly owned by them, according to the plan that they have with Africa. And they've done away with our government kingship. That's why they're doing the kind of stuff they're doing to us and sell us as slaves to these sodomite apes. They don't have our brain. Now, you know what? It is important for me to learn these things. Because you know what? I got the guts, and I am not bragging, because you know what? I didn't do anything to be who I am. I couldn't make me. My father and my mother make me, right? And they have a lot of us, about some 11 of us. One passed away, no longer here. The rest of us, we are here. Most of them don't want to have nothing to do with me because the energy is wrong. You see? And, you know, for like over like about 35 years or so old, I begin to develop. A character of, you know, noticing certain things. You see what I mean? I begin to become a thinker of a different kind. You see what I mean? And that's what got me where I'm at here right now. So, you know, I pretty much, you know, it's like I am, you know, like molded out to be the person I am. But you can't just get up and see things because we are psychologically affected, psychologically impaired, right? So that you can read a legal contract and you can know what it says and emphasize on it. But when you read the Bible and you are to ask a question about many, many things in the Bible, you cannot explain it. Because what? It's a mystery. White people mystery. Your mind must be unnatural. When you look at the definition, natural, unnatural, it's a contrast. And your mind not made up in any kind of way to be unnatural. Because your mind is an intangible place. Nobody can see what's going on in there. And your perception is not anything that anybody can see. And you can't see it, I mean, physically either. Naturally, you can't see it. So it is something that we sense. I used to work at a place, a rental car place. I used to carry passengers. And sometimes, you know, like, interact with these passengers. And it makes good customer service, and the company wants us to do that. One of these mantra, whatever what you call it, phrases that they taught us into this intermingling with the customers is good behavior sense and respond, right? Which means you need to be sensitive to these customers. And in your interaction, do a good job at interacting with them, like giving them certain information if they ask you, or, you know, certain information that we are supposed to address them with and things like that. So if you realize that, you know, you need to tell them certain things or do certain things for them, react to them if they ask you, you know. So this concept of sense, S-E-N-S-E, sense and respond. Once you have a sense of something and you should react to it in a good way, you should do that. Respond to them. Sense and respond. So when you're dealing with people with poor sensing and proper responding, you don't do well with that type of experience, you see. So what I'm trying to say to you here is sense and respond. When our brain is not functioning right, you are insensitive to things. So the reading problem, that you're reading all these things about Jesus, you know, walk on Sea of Galilee and all these kind of things, Jesus and John the Baptist, it's foolishness. You know, resurrection and all those kind of stuff that they're talking about, it's a lie. Caesar Augustus, it's totally lies. It doesn't belong to our culture. We were not created in a garden like the Bible is telling about Adam and Eve. And it was not Adam. It was Adamu. But they changed up everything. You know, these slackers, filthy, nasty, homosexual white people, and cut white people and think that they are different from the other. No! Church is not different from the other church. It doesn't matter what they name them. You hear me? This was to turn the world upside down. You think Jesus in the Bible don't lie in the Bible? You think the prophets them don't lie talking rubbish? Because your eye not open up to see that. You think God is perfect and you don't have to get rid of your brain blindness and impairment to know that God is not perfect. But you, in a lot of circumstances, you won't think anything that you will still continue to say, God don't lie. You know what I mean? And that's all God does in the Bible is lie. His son Jesus Christ that they say begot, there is no begotten in there. It's not there. But you won't know because you are impaired. Or white people blood. You see, today they know about science and stuff like that and probably help to cure some of their blood. But hey, how much of it can they cure? You see, they kill us off before they go work on themselves. No, they were come to control us. And this is so irrational. But everywhere we are, they come and decide that they're going to make up a lot. They think they can make anything. Anybody who fucking asshole will think they can make their own law. And that's what we are dealing with right now. If we don't confront them with it, they will be here until we're all dead. Because that's what they want. They want themselves and to convert us. You know, if we are converted to them, everything will be all right. But as long as they have to be fighting with us and stuff like that, they want to kill us off. And if you think it's a joke, well, you know, I'm glad I don't take it for a joke. I see, and I am sensing, and I am responding. You see, I'm telling you, I have the right to drive white people out because it's the truth. We are civilization. They are not. And the evidence is on every square inch of the places we settled and everywhere else. Okay? Leave it. Leave them in Europe. Leave them in Europe because that's where they settled 1.5 million years ago. But where we settle in the Western world and they come with their Bible and stuff like that, look, you need to get what I'm saying to you. And just understand, do it for yourself, not for me. Okay? Do it for your children and their generation. You know, get your mind healed of the R-H-E-S-S-U-S, racist blood from these white people. Because they are affecting us today in the worst kind of way. The world cannot come to a civilized world because they have the luxury of to tell us that, you know, we are, it's a civilized world and they are the modern, we are modern people. They should talk about themselves. No, but they spread it to us. And so they transfer it to the Bible that it is the God of the Bible is our God. So if we are impure so that we don't understand our history, but we believe the Bible, that has no Jesus and no God in there. You know, all over the Bible, I mean, it's a whole bunch of mud and muck in the Bible. And when I ask my preacher cousin does the prophecy with a prescription of what the Messiah should do, and according to them, the prophecy is like about 1,500 years old before Christ, all right? And then Christ come, right? And fulfill. What is the fulfillment? Is what is written in the New Testament fulfillment to what the prophecy says? We are impaired. We don't know yet what the prophecy is. We don't know. He can't tell me. It may be going into 2 months since I asked my cousin, and he's a minister. He's preaching. He's climbing the pulpit. And he doesn't know if Christianity prophecy is fulfilled in the Bible. You know what? As far as night is from the day, that's how far it is. That prophecy never fulfilled. And a whole bunch of stuff in the Bible I can tell you about. Paul, who was converted after Christ went back to heaven, when Christ already said he finished the work, and he taught the disciples them and leave them, and they will preach until the end comes. It was a lie. I prove it to you in the Bible. It was a lie. Okay? Jesus said his father is like a man with 100 sheep. He lost one of his sheep. Go astray. Remember, he's saying, in heaven, his father, nature, and the climate of heaven is like that. A good man. And cares so much about, you know, his people around him in the heavenly realm. He is perfect, right? We prove he's not perfect because he killed off the people, and with the Bible they wrote, it show you that these fucking dog white people, they write something that we believe that you must be convinced that something is wrong with your brain when you believe them. In the Bible, in Genesis 5, God said, look, you know, he's like, he's sorry that he make man. Didn't you read that in the Bible? These white people, that's the kind of a brain they have, that they don't know when they are upside down and they are confusing and contradicting their own selves. All over the Bible, they contradict themselves, and they don't care nothing about that. They knew that something was wrong with us. They knew. Okay? So what I'm trying to tell you, though, if you think Jesus tells the truth, you can Google it and find it, where Jesus says what his father is, how good he is, and he will go and look for the one last one who's gone astray. You know, this is a parable he's drawing, right? And he's telling, you know, the likeness of what heaven is like. His father is so good. He's homosexual talking to y'all. Okay? And you're going to find out when I'm done, quickly, that he's homosexual. Who fucking asshole every day and marrying you to fuck another person's asshole who got a penis like you. And women, you know, to go to other women who have a vagina like them. Right? And much more, a whole bunch of nasty enough. They fuck ours. They fuck us. Fuck them. And dogs. You hear me? I see a very, you know, tall and, you know, well-built white man someday, last week or something like that. I was, you know, going somewhere and saw this man. And, you know, I already had it in my mind that, you know, when you see a white man walking with a dog, I saw one on the internet with a dog that he, you know, is his wife, like. And they're showing you. They don't hide it because it's their culture. It is their culture, and history will tell you, our history will tell you, civilization will tell you that a culture is a group of people who follow the same pattern of life. Sexually, your sexuality is what, I mean, culture, your way of life. That's what makes us one. That same blood, you can marry to any group within the ethnic body. Okay, you know that? Chinese can marry Indian, Indian can marry, you know, Arabs and blah, 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 blah. And every single thing is okay with that. We come from the same species, sapien. Okay? We were created talking. These folks, 3.5 million a year or so, they never talk nothing. They make stone tools. What more we want? Why do we find ourselves in this situation? It's simple because I'm telling you, it's our brain, it's our pineal eye that is damaged. We are not seeing certain critical things. Read the Bible and you love Jesus and Jesus is your Savior. And a lot of us will never want to know nothing saving Jesus Christ crucified. And it's a lie, deep, deep lie. So that guy I saw with the dog, close to each other, walking in opposite direction. And when I saw the dog close up, I said, my God, this dog has a big penis too. You know, I'm convinced that dog was his wife. No, not wife, because he's a man dog. You know, he's a man dog and a man. You see what I mean? I don't know if they go either way, but you know, I know for sure that white man like to use dog to fuck their body. So that's a dysfunction that civilized people cannot accommodate. Why are they among us? Why are they among us and make every place standard the homosexual control? Why? Because we need to get ill. Our brain need to get ill, you know, see it. But you know what? If your brain is not going to get ill, mine is getting healed. Because I'm reading and I am understanding and I know what to object to, okay? And I am telling you, when they come and take over and say they are government and it's not government, you want me to know it's not true. And I am to sit here and let everybody suffer into that? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not. Because you know what? I think I have something inside of me to destroy them. Yeah. And it's not gone like they have on bombs, like they killed the Chinese, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Look at the way they kill us. Look at the way they kill us, you know, from, you know, up to the 19th century, you know how many millions of us they kill? And, you know, they give us our own Holocaust. They don't talk about their Holocaust on us. They behave like a couple of people. But look, they were not supposed to kill one of us. Did we initiate to kill one of them? If they are killed by any of us, they came here to us and messed with us. So if any one of us defend ourselves against them, I mean, what blame is there to offer? There's no excuse for them being here. But they come here and look, you don't see their brain. We have our dysfunction, but they have dysfunction too. I mean, oh my God, I mean, in a certain kind of way, you know. No. We are relegated to and what we are subjected to. You know, not many of us turn homosexual, but poverty and condition of life by slavery turn some of our people to become sodomite. Young boys turn sodomite. They will give their body to these white men to fuck them because they're hungry. hungry. They can't get a job. You don't understand that? You better understand that. Our people become homosexuals. What about Eddie Long? They even said T.G. Jakes is gay, but he's keeping it down. You know, the other one, who knows about him? You know, because money talks. You can't trust your own people today. Well, look, I want fire and brimstone to come down on them. I mean, the tornadoes do a beautiful job, but now we need more of it. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. But I am sweating now. Because you know what? I have a passion inside of me here. White people must leave. I'm telling you the truth. And it means what they have us under, that you're going to go out there and drive and their faggot police is going to come and behind you and they're going to stop you. What I'm trying to tell you is this. We don't have to suffer under these faggot fucking batty white people. I think you sound vulgar the way I'm saying it, right? But look, I'm not going to do any better, and I don't talk like this on every show. But we're the inspiration must explode. It's going to explode. Because guess what? I'm free to do it because I'm right. They don't have any right to tell me that I violate their community standard. They don't make no community standard. Europe is the place where they have fucking ass community standard. Not in any of our territory. And if you think that you can't stand what I'm saying, well, go join them. Go join them. But I don't care about your sympathy for white people who... You don't know how many millions of people they kill. How many of them you kill. You don't kill them. Oh, okay. You don't want to get rid of them because you love them. Fucking asshole. No. They're not with our blood. They are not from our blood. What they did and turned us into idiots don't worth us looking on them like human beings. I tell you about their brain. It's not like ours. Don't pity these white people because, look, they have no pity for you. You're not up there in Europe, you know, I mean, taking over and talk about you have laws to govern them. You don't do that. No, Africa is sick. And it's the, you know, it's the only reason why I can't go harder on them because I know what happened. They can't give away our government to these fucking ass idiots. Uncivilized thinking, I mean, people that don't come from civilized origin and want to tell us that they are civilized. No, I have the gun. Not one like what they have and killing us every day. No, they're going to stop killing us, you know, see. And all those jailhouse and stuff like that that they have out there. Putting our people, judging our people, and talk about laws, justice matter, and all these kind of stuff. They have us fooled. No more. No more. And if you don't know, and if you're afraid, I am out public. You see, I write, and I talk, and Nobody in their federal government, you think that Supreme Court that they have, it's not Supreme Court. It's the opposite. Okay? That these people are ranking stinking sour, uncivilized folks that never talk when they were evolve. They didn't. And they would not talk. And why? But you think 1 year, 1 million years is a short time? Is a long time? I'm talking about 100,000 years. What is that? 1.5 million years. They are up in Europe. Okay? So what I'm trying to tell you is that they did something to be who they are. And they're using it to trick us now. They're calling themselves Homo sapien now. And we are not homo. If you don't know what they have done with language and stuff like that since they come here, they write everything for the opposite of what is civilized. The opposite, because they want us to be sodomized. Think like them. Okay? So, if you think what I'm saying, don't buy my attitude. If you want to be right, you have to know the truth and be you. Don't be me. Because there is something that do me the way I am. You know, it don't do you the way I am until you become you. You're not you until you fix your brain. Anytime you start to read the Bible and see foolishness in there and acknowledge that foolishness, then you're ready. You're ready to hit the civilized road. Because you going to teach yourself what true from what is not true. That's all it is. So don't watch my attitude. It's whether or not I'm telling you what you need to do to know the truth. Okay? And you won't sit down and listen to somebody talking about it. Get the grassroots. Open your eye, and I tell you what, it will make a world of difference. We're not going to stay with these people talking about, because I have the truth to uproot what they call AD and a Domini law. They will not stand up one moment under it when you open it up. They don't have any law. They don't have any business here, right? And for me, it's to get you out of it too. I'm not going out there and do nothing and talk politics. I'm not doing that, right? But when I talk to anybody, I don't have anything else to talk about but that, basically, because that's what is screwing up our people in the world today, right, for a long time, 2,600 years, that they make Africa give them, you know, our government. And call it democracy. And got us voting. Our government don't vote. Reading the World History Textbook. We don't have a voting government. Illustrate how our world is. We gone to their world that they invent since 2,000 years ago. Now, if you have ears to hear, here, and I was trying to, like, read to you. Look, we are in deep trouble because when you have these sodomite white people come here and now settle down like this is their land. This is their land. Fucking assholes. No, their land. You think they can come here now and say they're going to arrest me? No, they can't. They cannot arrest me. And if you think your freedom is not in what I'm saying, well, think what you may. But when they go into Palestine, 63 BC, and take on morph, if you understand what morphing is, they morph on our characteristics. Like, I am Timothy, and they come and start controlling me, they'll change my name and begin to call themselves Timothy. Something like that. That's what they have done. They give us church name and say it was Abraham. What is that? The
the Judaism. Judaism. We were never no Judaism. We never have no Abraham that start no church. But that's what they put in the Bible and we believe it. Because we sick. Mentally sick. Abraham. God tell Abraham, you know, from out of the sky he met Abraham. And he's the first man to meet God. No, go so. It's not your history. And that's what he did. If you don't understand, listen. A sodomite named Ken Spiro wrote a book. A size book, you know. A pretty good, a pretty sizable book here, like by 8x10, right? And it has like in the 320, no, more than that. It has like about, it has 339 pages. But the worst book I have ever read, I've read others similar to this, but this is a big work that he did. Yeah. Listen to me. I want to read to you a little portion of what they wrote. And if you don't understand what I am reading to you, I'll be very, very sorry, but I'm reading it to you. I'm going to read it to you. That we are sick. We are really sick. And they gloat about it. Because they realize we're not coming back to sanity at all. So all you can have university to show you all we are, you know, it's a very, you know, problem we have. Because we enrich ourselves over the past 100,000 years. There's no doubt about that. We are in America like about 30,000 years before these white people ever came to America. But yesterday they come and tell us that we are their slaves. That's what they come here and tell us. You know, we couldn't even buy our freedom back from them. So what I'm trying to tell you, what they write in the Bible about us, we are done for. If we don't do something, if nothing can spark us, you know, to start read and notice words and do something about it. Can a lot of people know, I mean, you can't tell them nothing. I mean, our people know nothing about Jesus. But if you ask them simple questions, they don't want to talk to you no more. With university education, they don't accept history as a fact. You can use history to correct the foolishness that we think. It's a good thing that my mind became open and objective. I am dealing with the word. You see what I mean? And if I am wrong, you bet I am wrong. Now, I want you to read this. You know what? A little story with me on this book. This book has been into my house. And I have quite a few books because I am somebody who have a hard time to read. So, you know, when I start to read a little better and start understanding things, I have a high school diploma. So, you know, I mean, I have struggles. But, you know, I know what I'm looking for. And I don't go over the line, you know, I don't cross the line over what I can do. You know, what I'm capable of handling. So,
So I am drawn to certain kind of books, non-fiction, though, you know. I'll read a fiction, but it has to be a certain type of fiction that, you know, has a lot of everyday common sense stuff in there, not foolishness. But I want to show you the mentality of white people, and that you don't think any of them different from the other. They diversify themselves with this kind of knowledge that they have. They know what to do to sink us mentally. They know. And they disturb us with their blood power that would disturb and throw off our cognitive, power. That's what they have done with the sex problem. And they become talking on not civilization, but they become a culture, a sodomy. And they are not going to let that go. That's why they're doing all these vomiting things all around us. And we're not telling them to clean it up and get away from us. We're not telling them that. We decide to, they say, well, then, all right, separate from them. They don't want you, they want their own environment. They don't want you close to them. Because these people are nasty, dirty down, okay? So now it's only a few of them you can live around who probably don't show you that. But, hey, they don't belong to us when you read and know them. What I'm trying to say, they are here like they are the owner of us and everything we have. They have the AD and Adamani to prove it. That right now, AD and Adamani was legislated in 1220 by an emperor and two popes. Okay? Two popes. And they legislate that law in their arsenal against us. They have something against us. You don't get it. You're not supposed to submit to no federal nothing. Nothing, but we're too far away to accept it when you hear that first. And you probably doubt that we can ever be free from white people federal government. Questioning our freedom, it is because of what happened to us. It happened to Africa over there, the leaders over there. So why do you think they turn over the government and all that to them? Why? How much money is these white people giving Africa? Do you know? In the billions every year. But I just found that out the other day. Right? If you think you are right, you don't see the African people at large don't care too much for African people over here on the western side of the world. You see what I mean? Because what has happened to our brain is that most of the time we don't even care about our children. We don't care about our parents. More about to care for anybody else. I'll care about the Chinese or Indian and stuff like that. I would like to have married a Indian girl. Nowadays, I married a Chinese. You see what I mean? Because we're the same blood. You see what I mean? So what I'm trying to say to you is, but I would marry to anybody into my bloodline. Yeah, any ethnic group. I would marry that. Yeah, it wouldn't be no problem to me. You see what I mean? So even though based upon how narrow my mind is, in my growing up and just realizing things and stuff like that. And at first, I think Indians were closer to me, than anybody else. And of course, I grew up, don't really feel like I am a part of Chinese blood. You know, it's when I'm reading now, I realize we are all we are ethnic group. You see what I mean? So you're free to marry within the ethnic group. But these white people, we don't have no disease in our blood at all. can marry each other, but they have monkey blood, you know, see. And that's what you need to find out. But I want to tell these monkey people right about us, what they think about us now that I'm raising Cain's son, Hurricane Abel. Most of all, they don't have any government. We're not under no government with them. They take away our government because, you see, they were given the right to get rid of the king in Italy. And I wonder for a while, because I only know about this about 3 years or so ago. You see, that's how we lost our government from action. You see, we're Africa and Emperor Selassie and these guys had no power because of what happened. And they don't discover that we are sick. That's why we can't do that. So we work, yeah, and go to school and go education and stuff like that and turn scientists and everything like that. But we can't discover what happened to us. Discover it, though. I discover it, right? And nobody cannot refute or gainsay the discovery, because it's true. Too much evidence there. Too much evidence, right? So I'm going to read to you. This book has part 5, right? And I'm not going to read a lot of it because I need to move on. But I need to read 2 things before I move on. And this is only like, you know, a small paragraph, like, but you need to hear what they think about us. You hear me? This is a very special thing, and it might not touch you because you're sick, right? I am reading it when I find out, and I told you this book, it was in my house by maybe somebody who brought it here. And I've been seeing it for a while. But, you know, I have something going on in my head. So, you know, I was not all that attracted to it. And the pictures on the cover should have, you know, it should have, you know, tell me something. You know? Because these people have morphed themselves onto our culture. They create a culture out of us, right? Because first they call us Judaism. We were no Judaism, but they make it because that's what they want to do, call themselves Judaism, take it on as their church later, Judaism, and write about it was Abraham's religion that he gave to his children. And you believe that? I did believe that. And at a point where I couldn't do anything but believe it because I didn't know anything to, like, steer me away from it. So see them here with white gown, clothing over their head and stuff like that. A big group of them. And another group of followers, like, it looked like it's more men, you know, and maybe women and men, you know, they separate here. And, yes. So let's give you that picture and said, this is a book everyone in the world should read because they get you to believe in the God of the Bible. So this is what one person who writes affirmation for the book, I guess, when he was just publishing it. Actor and author of My Stroke of Luck, Kirk Douglas, right? These guys are believers. They are junkies. And, you know, and most of all, they're homosexual. The book is titled World Perfect, meaning... They have used us to create the world they want when we turn Christians. And remember, they have law to kill us if we don't join the church. And, you know, my book, that is Bamboozled, Besieged by Lies, it has chapter 10 that tell you about Roman Inquisition. And if you have that book and read it, you will see, you know, what I'm saying to be true. And where they have the law to force us and to kill us. They have a right to kill us. Why you say they kill Gaddafi and kill Saddam and there is no other law behind them? It is because Africa is sick, mentally sick. And in 509 BC, Africa gave them the power that called themselves Romans and Romans Republic. That's what Africa agreed with them to do. I found out. Not because them tell me, but I read it. It don't go no other way. For Africa to sit there as the power of the entire universe and planet, Earth, and allow them to take down a king. No. And nobody else come to this king. Nobody from African governing come to help him. You don't see until today, Farrakhan would never go to Gaddafi help. No, you talk about how they are friends and so. What kind of friend is that? And he don't give no political help to that man. He can't. Because he's a part of the church. You see, he's a part of the white people. And he'll kill you just like the white people. Them kill you. Kill Malcolm X. And then turn around like the, I know him do it. When he talks with his own mouth that he may have contributed to it. You know, and then go again and affirm that they were right to kill him because of what he did. Farrakhan is not different from a white man. Then he will come and tell you like, oh, he's against the white man. Farrakhan is mentally ill. He's talking the same believing crap like every Christian. So now I am telling you this, what I want to read to you. The title of the book is World Perfect. So is Christianity perfect? The world, you understand that? Jesus is coming back. And the resurrection already, resurrect coming to, he come from the resurrection and gone back to heaven, and he's coming back. This is a story, a nasty story that we believe proves to you that our brain is really wrong. We've gone wrong, right? The Jewish impact on civilization. When you have these faggots telling you that they impact our civilization, that is tell it all. Now, let me read exactly what they said. Let it soak a little more into that. Part 5, conclusions of this book. This is page 271. So there we have the intricate historical process whereby a tiny fragment of humanity was able to exert such a formidable influence on the development of world civilization. Now, do you understand that? To understand this process, we are, no, not we are. We have examined the last 4,000 years of, he says, religious and political evolution of the West. What West you think he's talking about? When we left Africa after they, like, you know, I mean, take our people in their sippy and go impregnate them with their back-crossing introgression. And from then, slowly drive us into mental, you know, into mental, illness that we are not the whole of who we were. So listen, we who come to the West, they run and come to us now after they can read and know tricks and carry on. Now they're ready to make trouble with us because they know that 100,000 of years ago, they done put their rhesus blood inside of us. They are talking and we are not understanding. So what does that say? They're going to rule us, yes. Make anything they want. Anything like they make, things that are unreal, which means they don't care about our civilization and the laws and stuff like that. Unless we find out. Well, I find out. And you bet, I have to be dead like nit, right? But, you know, I talk. I don't go around and whisper. I'm talking, okay? And if they can kill me, well, I don't care about that. I care about what I'm saying right now, you know? And if they have that in mind, well, you know, if they have that power to do that, well, what do I care? Because I'm going to dead anyway, you know, see? And I am not like Jesus that died for anybody's sin. So I don't believe in to dying for anybody. I believe in us knowing and use the force that they don't have. Because they can go out and kill us like they have done, right? But they did not convert us to be nice, good people. They are the killers of people who don't do them anything, you know, but they don't have any better sense to, like, do better. So we must protect ourselves against these people. But protecting ourselves is kind of late, but it's better to be late than never. So I'm telling you stuff that if you can wake up, it will be good for you. So he says, to understand this process, we have examined the last 4,000 years. Think about going back 4,000 years now to understand where they're coming from. You're talking about at the end of the near. He says what? 4,000. Yes. So that's 4,000. That's just from the end of the Neolithic age. They've been following us around. I told you, you don't see them as a civilized people. You don't see Europe as a civilized nation. 4,000. But they were criminals then from many hundreds of years prior to that. That they come to talk and behave like they are like us. So see from when they start to work on us. But they were not political yet until way down, like about almost 3,000 years later from that 4,000 years there. You see, they've been working on us because they only started the political warfare when Africa give them the right to go take the military and do whatever they want. 509 BC, 509 years ago, BC, right? So after that now, they were able to do whatever they want with us and the world around us. Our civilization gone down the tube. With Africa, we don't have no government, and they begin to do what they want. But guess what? What they couldn't do was erase civilization and the history of it. We have the history of it. And look, tell them to go to Europe where they come from. Because it only takes me to infect the world with what is already the world. And they come and mess it up. That's right. I have the purging force right now. Right? And they can't talk and gain any grounds to seat themselves where they are. No. They are honest fucking idiot primates. And where they come from, primates. They are fucking ass still. They want to marry fucking asses and stuff like that. They don't have anything to say to us. And if you want to entertain them, it's up to you. You and them will go, you know, see. Because fire and brimstone is going to be a part of this process, you know, see. They're going to go. Okay? They're going to go. And they're not carrying none of the bombs and stuff like that where them have here. Everything is going to stay here. Don't take anything away except a personal item. Don't take anything from our territory. Okay? I'm telling you. I'm setting the ground rule. Leave. And leave soon. Is what they say about us. I come to age and maturity to read a book like this about myself. And these fucking ass white people talking like that about me too. All of us, Chinese and stuff like that, they don't see nothing. They're minding their own business. And the Arabs, help them to kill others and stuff like that. I don't hear the Chinese killing much of people anyway. I don't hear, you know, they're being criticized about this and that. But I don't hear that they into sodomy and all them kind of thing at all. You know what I mean? But you see, what they do, I've separated us so that they are treating, because what Africa did was make of us and the nations of Africa have the same access to African wealth. That's what they have. They have the right to African wealth too, just like African people. Okay? That's not right, because our civilization and laws don't permit for them to be in, not even to rent any place from you. They can't deal with us because we are under a different legal jurisdiction that exclude them. They belong to Europe. Okay? Now, you wait until really people begin to understand the kind of world we are in and the world we are supposed to be in. Civilized world. They want now to tell you what civilization is. Fucking ass people cannot tell us anything. They're not supposed to be close to us to be telling us anything. Moreover, no, we don't have phone calls to call them or talk to them in Europe either. They are not a part of our company. Clearly. Now, they come to tell us this means these people are too dangerous. Can't you see? Amount of us they kill, they shouldn't be killing us. It means they really want to get rid of us. Can't you see? And the fact you can't see that, then, you're dead. Mentally dead. So I'm telling you what they say. They use on us since 4,000 years ago. That they look and examine the last 4,000 years of the religious and political evolution of the West. So there was no church around. So they are telling us what they were doing. So they were calling their fake emperor and pope, call them gods to bluster. Look, these people are coming from a long way to now mold us with our crazy mind over 100,000 years ago. And you can see the separation, nothing never wrong with us the first 100,000 years. Okay, but it is clear now that something wrong with us over the past 100,000 years. Look at the kind of things that we don't care about. Look at what they do to us. Look at the way they kill us. We don't kill them back. You see, because it's not in us to do that. You see, the culture is different, but they want our hearts out to fuck. That's what they want. That's why you think they come here and make federal law to do that and use the 14th Amendment to the Constitution to do it. That's what they do. They don't care. They want hearts to be fucked. As a part of their culture, they turn us into their culture. That's why they are here. I'm telling you, they must get out now. Otherwise, the catastrophe that is going to come down on them, they will wind up lose themselves in the process. It's not for us to take that step to move them. Our step is get out of their church, their uncivilized church, and their teaching, and strip them of all these things that they confiscate from us. We have the law, the Amurabi and Hernamu king, their laws that we have here to prosecute these people. But look, what we have the power to do is to close down everything that they have as a business and let the right people own it. It is our, every place they have out there is ours. These white people don't have anything. Whether or not you want to honor that or not, it's up to you. But I'm telling you that we have the law. They don't have any. So if you want to take them and their bluffing and stuff like that, let them go back up there, you know, go fuck their asshole and make all the laws they want up there. Get their federal laws from out of here. Everywhere we are, they're going to get out. Not just here, but everywhere. Australia, New Zealand, you know, everywhere they are, they're going to get out. It's not a joke. We have the universal power in history right now. They think they could fool us all the time. No, that's not true. No more. So I am telling you now, if they can come forward and tell the world how they come here, who they are, well, you know what? We listen to it, right? Yeah. Give them the chance. Since they've been here all this time, we'll give them the chance to tell that, who they are. But they can't come with no Bible and all them kind of things, though, because that's not civilized stuff. Okay? Now, so they go on to tell you what we who come from Africa and in the West, now we are sick. And it's the reason why what they observe of us is true. We saw the initial, gradual, and subtle effects of Abraham's profound discovery of one God that led to the birth of monotheism, Judaism. And them are safe with them one amount. And them claim they get the Judaism from us because we were Jews and they were Gentiles. Remember that? Good. All them things there, a whole bunch of trash. All right. It goes on. We saw the astonishing and dramatic spread of monotheism worldwide via Christianity and Islam. Right? So they tell you about Judaism already. I know them. I tell you that Judaism worldwide, Judaism, right? First, monotheism and Judaism, right? God, the God, monotheism God, and Judaism religion. Christian, them are called Christianity and Islam religion too. They are not religion. Those three specific branch of the white people church, Judaism, and Christianity, right? Yes, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. Those three of them, they're church. No matter how you see they split up and like they have distinction, they are a triplet. Okay, church triplet. My friends, that's what I wanted to tell you. The next thing I wanted to read to you, and I'm really, really running out of time. Just a little excerpt for this year. They, the gods, came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth, spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished. Not them. Not these fucking asshole white people. They're not included in this. They're not anatomical man, but they are calling themselves that. As revolutionary advances in heart, science, and thought swept through the inhabited world, and they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy the tumultuous beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone. My friend, I wanted to read that to you. Now, let me see if I can get through this next portion. King, what is this? Elohim kingship orders. You know, for all those things that I tell you, we have the right to say this, to order them out. Order white people out because we have the laws to do it. They don't have no civilized laws whatsoever. We take their origin and totally obliterate anything that they have to say, because where did they begin to talk? We have all of that fact too. Now, the entire history will have to be pulled up on them. You know, see? Yeah, because we can't have fact unless we have the proof. So now, Elohim kingship orders Europe primate hominid species evacuate all of hybrid earth land. They must evacuate it. I'm telling them, because when the calamity is going to strike them, you know, everybody's going to know that they were told. Okay. Elohim kingship orders hominid evacuate all of hybrid earthland. Make way for the hybrid people. Return to the God's civilization. Do it. Because, you know, you shouldn't be here. There is no legal jurisdiction for you. I mean, very, very, I mean, antagonistic and abominable AD and Adamani law that kills us and all this kind of stuff. No, I mean, these people, come on, man. Now, I hope you understand what's going on here. AD and Adamani is sodomy pope who confess affronts to kill hybrids. Okay? In all 30 sons and 30 daughters, Adapa and Titi Ad. That's who they call Adam and Eve. This is the real story. It's from the book of Inki, the commander who created us in South Africa. So listen to it carefully. And it is right here. Anybody come on and read this, you know, right on this date here, this show, you know, come on and get it and read it here, you know, because you have it in print here, you know, transcribed. Of them killers of the land and shepherds of the Anunnaki toiled. By them did satiation to Anunnaki and civilized earthling come back. In the 97th star, S-H-A-R, sure, is the time duration that Sumerians, not Sumerians, but that the Anunnaki, the gods, they go by in Nibiru, right? In the 97th star to Sati, son by his spouse, as Yura was born, by the name Enshi, in the annual he recorded, Master of Humanity meant his name, by Adapa, his father writing and numbers, he was made to understand who the Anunnaki were and all about Nibiru. By Adapa, Enshi was told to Nibruki by the sons of Enlil. He was taken. Secrets of the Anunnaki, him they taught how the perfumed oils for anointing Ananar, Enki Sun, Earth, the Helders, Enki Sun, Earth, the Elders, him showed how to elixir from the Inbu fruits to prepare Enlil's youngest, him instructed. It was since then that by civilized man, not Europe people, civilized man, the Anunnaki lords were called, and of the rites of worship of the Anunnaki, that the beginning was. And what that is really saying is that who we call Anunnaki were not Anunnaki all along from back home, but it was a name given to them. They are immortals, though, but this name was given to them for the sake of human being, to address them, okay? That the beginning was. Therefore, to Enshi, by his sister Norma, a son was born. Kunin, he of the Klin. His name had the meaning. For by Inbad Tibria, He was tutored of Forn, of Furnace and Clint. There he learned how with bitumen's fire to make, how to smelt and refine. He was taught in the smelting and refining of gold for Nibiru. He and his offspring toiled in the 98th shore. This matter come about. Oh, I'm amazed for what have learned above in Supra. I want to thank you for that, for listening. You know, I struggle to get through it, but, you know, I hope you get something from that. Now, let me try and read something else here, and hope I'll get through this as well, too. This is our history. It's pertaining, I don't think I've ever read this portion of the Michael Tellinger. I have a link here that you are to get from me, because it's pertaining to the history of the civilized God, you know, from they came to Earth and been doing their mission in South Africa 450,000 years ago. This is where they work in South Africa, and the gold mines and all this kind of stuff, by about some five or six South African scientists, right? This is a part of what they wrote, and why you are to get the link, because this is just one little portion of it that they are telling you about the place over there in South Africa, about twice the size of Texas. What were humans like 160,000 years ago? Sometime it is said 200,000 years ago. Modern humans, and here you see some misrepresentation here, because we don't have modern. Look here, some errors in what is written here, because, you know, modern humans are only white people, the hominids, right? And here they are using the term Homo sapiens. It's confusing. We are not Homo sapiens. We are wise sapiens. That's what the history says. But these white people have taught us that everybody is modern people. And that's not true. So now, just get that correction here, because it is being read modern humans, Homo sapiens, which is wrong. Can trace our ancestry. That means this is like a Bible portion right there. So when they talk about modern humans, Homo sapiens, right? That's like the Bible that called the God here, our God that created us. So it's not true. It's not history. So this portion here needs to be corrected. If he says we hybrid can trace, it's a different story. You see what I mean? We wise sapiens, but not modern humans, Homo sapiens. That's where the white people drag us into the dungeon with them. All right? So he go on to say, we can trace back through time to a point where our species evolved. No, who species evolved? We don't evolve. So if you don't really read history and know, you fall into this whole bunch of confusion here. So where we evolve from other, more primitive. Oh. All right. So they're going to tell us that we anatomic humans We white sapiens can trace back to see where we different from them. No, you would have to read this thing with a sense of knowing what you're reading and how to read it. So they tell us that we can trace back to like 160,000 years ago and know how different we are from them. This is what I'm here raising hell about, that they are primates. How come we here don't know it today? Because they interbreed us and give us their bad blood, you know, see, and kill our brain. All right. Hominids, they are primates are hominids. And that's what I'm dealing with in our world history textbook. Scientists do not understand why this new type of human suddenly appeared. You hear that? Is it white people them? Or how the change happened? You see that? No, my friends, I'm going to get into trouble because I will try to find a way. Anytime I am cut off, I'll have to go to another page and find the rest. And I'm going to try and read it if I can get it in. All right. So it goes on to say this, that how they appeared. We don't know. All right. It goes on to say, or how the change happened. But we can trace our genes back to a single female that is known as mitochondrial Eve. You see, that we read about in our history. You see what I mean? Mitochondrial Eve, MRCA rendition, is the name given to researchers to the woman who is defined as the matrilineal, yes, defined as the matrilineal most recent common ancestors, MRCA, for all currently living humans. And who are humans? You have to distinguish humans here today, because white people are claiming to be humans, but they are not anatomical humans, but they lump us up together like in the Bible and drag us down into the mud, into the talking serpent mud, passed down from mother to offspring. All mitochondrial DNA in every living person is derived. You say in every living person, and here we're going to get wobble up. And these scientists are not trying to mix us up, but they don't know no better because they don't know the distinction like I do. So they are doing what the best they can do. They're not making the distinction like I make the distinction to you. Now, so it goes on, pass on down from mother to offspring. All mitochondrial DNA in every living person is derived from this one female, us. You see, from back in that time, these people were evolved from 3.5 million years ago, okay? So it couldn't be a part of us. God was way long before any of all of this happened, before the gods come here 450,000 years ago. All right. Pass on down to mother. I'll be able to do this. I am on the right page to do this. I don't have to go any place else. So I just continue to read it. I'll soon be done anyway. All right. So it goes on to say, mitochondrial Eve, the female counterpart, yes, Y chromosome, Adam, right? The patrilineal, most recent common ancestor, although they live at different times. Mitochondrial Eve is believed to have lived between 150,000 years ago to 250,000 years. Okay? BP. Probably in East Africa, in the region of Tanzania, and areas to the immediate south and west. Scientists speculate that she lived in a population of between perhaps 4,000 to 5,000 females capable of producing offspring at any given time. If other females had offspring with the evolutionary change to their DNA, we have no record of their survival. It appears that we are being roughly contemporary with humans whose fossils have been found in Ethiopia near the Omo River. And at Etro, mitochondrial Eve live significantly earlier than the out of Africa migration. Earlier than the out of Africa migration. They say mitochondrial Eve live earlier than the mitochondrial out of Africa migration, which might have occurred some 60,000 years ago. 60,000 to 90,000 years ago. Right. The region of Africa where one find the greatest level of mitochondrial diversity, green, and the region anthropologists postulated the most ancient division in the human population began to occur, and I don't have any more to go here, but it begins to show, though, that mitochondrial that they are finding that connected to the Eve that lived earlier is these white people that interbreed with us. It is their DNA that they are picking up the kanjo thing is, because they become a part of our sapien species, because they get our blood, and that's what turns us idiots. Okay, and I hope you understand that as much as possible. Okay. Oh, my friend, we're here, and I didn't get a chance to come and say anything to her. Oh my God. So I miss my friend here. I hope she's will be around. Yeah. Jackson Bay. Okay. And she is saying here, high peace. They create. They hone. I hate WS consider themselves the gods, consider themselves the God of the Bible. Yeah. They know they are not stupid. Lol. All right, so my friend over here and writing, and I never get a chance to come back here and meet my friend. Okay, but, you know, hopefully next time. All right, so my friend. An African country reckon with its history selling slaves. Oh, boy. All right, my friend. Thank you. This is the Elohim civilization of hybrid people. And the confusion is very, 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 very deep. Very, very deep, my friend. Very deep. But there are people who are making their distinction and finding out the truth. Blessings to you. And the time is done. And you take care. Okay, this is different. Uh-huh.